You're listening to Can Do Radio on North Georgia's News Talk WDUN, presented by Roberts Plumbing. Call us if we can do for you, 770-534-2373, or online at callrobertsplumbing.com.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and 102.9 WDUN. I am Anita, and I'm here with my co-host, Doc Bill, with Saparon and Birdhouses, and Ida Creel with Global Sun and Fun Travel. And we are talking all things Puerto Rico with our guest, Doris Hacino, who is with the Tourism Board. So, Doris, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you for having me.
Oh, we are so pleased to have you. You're giving all this great information. Now, I would love to pick up. I know we ended the last segment talking about English and how easy it will be for our tourists to come and really explore the island. So I know San Juan is one of the places that everyone knows about, but when I look at that map of Puerto Rico, there are so many wonderful places to go. So tell us about some other places that we can go and have great fun and all of the adventure and nature and everything that's there in Puerto Rico. What are some other destinations that we can look at other than Puerto Rico? I mean, other than San Juan.
Definitely. You can go all around the island in one day through the major roads. But Puerto Rico is not only San Juan. We have also, Puerto Rico is divided by regions. The north is called Puerto Atlántico because it's like facing the North Atlantic. Puerto Caribe, which is the south part of the island. And there's also a little bit more of history there. We have the eastern region, central and mountains, and the west coast called Puerta del Sol. But there's other key point destinations in the island. Will be Fajardo, will be Vieques and Culebra Islands, will be Ponce, Mayagüez. So there's a lot to do. Every town has something specific and something cultural. Mm-hmm. And it is a great experience if you can go to those other regions. And like I said, we are not only San Juan, and the variety that every town has to offer, it was makes Puerto Rico so unique.
Doris, there's a variety of other small islands, which you've mentioned one that's around Puerto Rico. How is it easy to get to these other islands, such as a ferry or a private boat? How do you get to the other islands?
Actually, yes, there is by ferry or by plane, either or from San Juan, and also from the East Coast, which will be Fajardo or Ceiba. So there's the sister islands of Vieques and Culebras, and Vieques has been in most of the travel magazines, and Condé Nast Reader, they have been portrayed in Vieques as one of the top 10 destinations of islands destinations.
What are some of the activities and things that you can do on those islands that would draw our guests and our listeners to come over?
Well, actually, all activities in terms of nature and adventure, water sports, and also nightlife, because mainly the major hotel, it's in Vieques, it's a W resort, and from Starwood. But mainly, Vieques and Culebra, the accommodations there are mainly like small inns or posadas or paradores. But activities, you name it, it's horseback riding, all types of water sports, and also nightlife.
Wow, that sounds really great.
And Anita, I just want to follow up and comment on your question about the language. I've been to Puerto Rico numerous times, and there's not a problem. English is widely spoken, so our listeners won't have a problem when they visit Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I've been too, and I didn't have a problem, so I'm really hoping that would not be a deterrent for people wanting to go to hear that Spanish is spoken there, but English is definitely widely spoken.
Oh, and Puerto Rico offers everything.
Yeah, actually, English and Spanish, it's well spoken, but some hotels, they will also prefer employees in concierge or front desk that they can speak another language. At least they also ask for 3 or 4 languages because, you know, sometimes there's people from other parts of the world. So it's better for them to have like French, Italian, and Mandarin or Portuguese.
Oh,
so yes, Puerto Rico also has that variety of some hotels.
Doris, that's great. I know you earlier spoke about the different regions in Puerto Rico. Can you just tell our listeners where they will land when? What region is the airport located in? And that way we can sort of get them oriented to the different regions.
Okay. The main airport, the international, is the San Juan Airport.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have airports in Ponce and also in the west part of the island, Aguadilla.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys need also the airport code, it's BQN in Aguadilla, Ponce TSE, San Juan is SJU. But there's flights also from New York and from Florida to either Ponce or Aguadilla. We used to have from Atlanta to Ponce and Aguadilla, but not anymore, unfortunately.
So from the Atlanta area, we're going to fly into the San Juan Airport, the SJU.
Yes, that is mm-hmm. correct. From Atlanta right now, it's throughout San Juan.
Mm-hmm.
It's how many, 2 hours?
Actually, the flights, it's 3.5 hours.
3.5 hours. Okay.
So depending on weather, sometimes on the wind, it could take to 4 hours, but mainly it's 3.5 hours.
Okay, that's not very long at all. Now, if you're just joining us here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, we are talking with Doris Husino, who is with the Puerto Rican Tourism Board, and she's given us lots of great information. Now, what about cruising into Puerto Rico, Doris? Tell us a little bit about that. And that's a
another option that travelers can get to Puerto Rico by also cruising out of San Juan. And there's so many options, pre and post packages
mm-hmm.
That they can have and take advantage because sometimes they will be in Puerto Rico for like, let's say 4 or 6 hours, and they will go and book like a tour in Old San Juan, but then they find that they have to leave, but they loved it. And meanwhile, in Old San Juan, they find about the Bacardi Distillery, the Yunque, the rainforest. So for these people, for these travelers, it's a great option if they can do a pre and post because then they will spend like at least 1 or 2 days in the island and exploring what Puerto Rico has to offer.
That sounds really great. And I know that is definitely a popular way to come to Puerto Rico is via a cruise ship.
And what mm-hmm. makes the cruise mm-hmm. option great is that it docks in Old San Juan, so cruise ship passengers can just get off the ship and they can either walk or, you know, get tours right there that will show them a large part of Puerto Rico.
That's
and
right.
Now we are also facing totally renewing the port area, the Old San Juan, so it's a mega project on the cruise.
Wow.
And I know that's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yes. And I heard there's some things on the news that probably they are developing also the Maya West area, but that is brand new, so I will not act on that.
Well, we'll have to stay tuned for that one. And
yeah.
as our listeners are listening in to all of this great information, I really want them to stay tuned because, Doris, I know that... that you know, too, that we have some really exciting news for our listeners when we come back from the next segment. So you are listening to North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 on WDUN.